Blackstone Audio presents The Indigo Girl, a novel by Natasha Boyd. This book is read by Saskia Malleveld. For Bryony. No time is ours but the present, and that so fleeting, we can hardly be said to exist. Eliza Lucas, 1722 to 1793. Prologue. When I look back upon my struggle with indigo, it appears in my consciousness as a dream. Impressions are all I am left with. Impressions of hands dragging me down, squeezing my heart, keeping me under. Hands that want me to drown in my own creation, in my ambition. And drown I did. I sank into the opaque, blue abyss. Yet even though indigo broke my heart, it saved my life. Indigo ran through my veins. Blue blood would pulse through my children's veins. In my later years, when I knew about deep and abiding love and the pride of having sons who would be part of birthing a new nation, I'd look back on that time of my life and thank God for indigo. How was it that the deepest of blues, the color of the sky in the pre-dawn hours before the warm, sticky blanket of the day folded its weight over our shoulders, the hue that made me think of heaven and fine silk, kings and treasures beyond imagining, ancient and unfathomable history.